سورة الروم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون. ألف لام ميم. The Romans have been defeated in the nearest land, and they, after their defeat, will be victorious within 3 to 9 years. The decision of the matter before and after is only with Allah, and on that day the believers will rejoice. With the help of Allah, He helps whom He wills, and He is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. It is a promise of Allah, and Allah does not fail in His promise. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of men do not know. What does this refer to? A historical event. We find that at the time Islam came, the Romans and the Persians were the major superpowers. Now there was a battle in which the Roman Christians were defeated, which is a reference in the ayat where Allah says, the Romans have been defeated. Now what happened was that since the Christians also believed in one of the divine books, the Muslims were sort of supporting the Christians, not financially or in a military way, but their sympathies were on the side of the Christians. And the Meccans were supporting the Persians because they were pagans as well. So the pagans were delighted when the Romans Christians were defeated, and they said, look, this means that Islam too will be defeated. Allah predicted something. They, after their defeat, will be victorious within 3 to 9 years. And this event took place. And Allah is reassuring the Muslims that you will ultimately prevail. Allah does not fail in His promise, but most of men do not know. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They only know the superficial appearance of the life of this world. Let's analyze our knowledge. What is it that we know of? We know how to keep our houses. We know how to raise our children. Maybe we know how to cook food, or to sew, or to embroider. Or we know the best places to go, the best places to eat. We know the best programs to watch, the latest movies, the latest fashion. Oh, we are very street smart. Allah says they only know the superficial life of this world. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. And about the hereafter? Oh, they're not bothered about that. That's a long way off. Nobody's dying today. We've got lots of time to turn to Allah. When we're old and we've nothing more exciting to do, then I'll go for Hajj. And then I'll start doing hijab. And then I'll start reading the Quran. But right now, let me have a good time first. See, the sadness in Allah's words? They only know the superficial life of this world. And about the hereafter? It's not that they're ignorant, they're just not interested. They don't even care. Do they not think deeply about themselves? That Allah has not created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them except with truth and for an appointed term. Do we ever think about that? That there's a purpose to this life? That we weren't just created to eat, drink and be merry? What is the purpose of our life? مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah tells us, I have not created jinn and man, but that they might worship me. Worship doesn't mean that we sit on a prayer mat all day long. Worship means that we do everything in accordance with Allah's will. The Prophet ﷺ said, the morsel of food you put in your wife's mouth is also a sadaqah. Whatever we do, we're allowed to seek halal rizq. That's an ibadah in itself. Islam is a balanced religion. But Allah says, remember, the focus of your life should be on Allah. And indeed, many of mankind deny the meeting with their Lord. Some deny the hereafter by their actions, some by their words. Do they not travel in the land and see what was the end of those before them? They were superior to them in strength, and they tilled the earth and populated it in greater numbers than these have done. And there came to them their messengers with clear proofs. Surely Allah did not wrong them, but they used to wrong themselves. Now we have this image of man as the ultimate evolution, you know, that man kept on evolving and now we're this superior creation and we're entering the new millennium and we really have it made. Allah says, have you forgotten those before you? That you're so deluded by your own strength and your own advancement? Remember, those people were stronger than you, but Allah destroyed them and He can destroy you. Then evil was the end of those who did evil because they denied the signs of Allah. And they made a joke of them. We also laugh at the Quran. We also laugh at, all right, we'll obey Allah. There's lots of time. Allah alone originates the creation. Then He will repeat it. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. To Him you will be returned. And on the day when the hour will be established, the criminals will be plunged into destruction with despair. No intercessors will they have from those whom they made equal with Allah. And they will themselves reject and deny their partners. People will pretend on that day, no, we worshipped Allah alone. We never followed anyone else. and on the day when the hour will be established, that day all shall be separated. Astaghfirullah. This is a very frightening ayat. What does it mean all will be separated? Father, mother, child, husband, wife, grandmother, grandchild. On what basis will they be separated? On the basis of their deeds. It's not enough if my father is very good, or my husband is very good, or my mother is very good, so I'm bound to be forgiven on her account. On that day, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Man will only have that which he strives for. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. And his efforts will be seen on that day. I won't be asked what my mother did, how many prayers she read, or how many prayers my children read. Although I will be asked about their upbringing. But I won't be able to rely upon their good deeds. I'll be asked, what did you do? What did you do with the life that I gave you? What did you do with the time that I gave you? With the faculties I bestowed upon you? Have we thought about what answer we'll give? On that day when the hour shall be established, all will be separated. It's easy for friends to say, oh, I'll support you on that day. Just tell this lie for my sake. On that day, all will be separated. No one will be supporting each other. Then as for those who believed and did good deeds, such shall be honored. Allah reassures us. Don't get frightened. Do something so you will be in a state of peace on that day. And need to enjoy luxuries in a garden of delight. And as for those who disbelieved and belied our signs and the meeting of the hereafter, such shall be brought forth to the torment. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. So glorify Allah when you come to the evening and when you enter the morning. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُصْحِرُونَ. His are all the praises in the heavens and the earth. And glorify Him in the afternoon and when you come up to the time when the day begins to decline. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَيُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. He brings out the living from the dead, and He brings out the dead from the living, and He revives the earth after its death, and thus shall you be brought out. In other words, this is a very beautiful dua to be read morning and evening. And among His signs is this, that He created you from dust, and then, behold, you are human beings scattered. Do we ever contemplate our origin, what we were before we came into this world? And among His signs is this, that He created for you mates from amongst yourselves, that you may find peace in them. The marital relationship, see how Allah praises it and says it should be a source of peace for both the partners. And He has put between you love and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs, لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, for a people who reflect, who are not just too busy having a good time to think about the deeper meaning of life. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and amongst His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the difference of your languages and colors, the difference in complexion. You know, one mother gives birth to four children and those four children will not be alike. Each child will be different, even if they look similar superficially, but if you look at them carefully, you'll find so many differences. And the difference of your languages and colors. See, the diversity of dialects and languages Allah has created for us. Now from all of this, what do we understand? That Allah expects the mu'min to keep his eyes open, to observe the different signs in the universe. Not that you sit all day reading the Quran. Allah is telling us in the Quran, look at the creation that I have created for you. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Indeed, in this are signs. لِلْعَالَمِينَ, for people of knowledge. There's no monotony in Allah's creation. You look at two leaves and you'll find those two leaves are different. So Allah says, among His signs is your sleep by night and by day, and your seeking of His bounty. Indeed, in that are signs, لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ, for the people who listen, who are using these faculties to listen to all that Allah has created, to listen to Allah's Quran, to discover what He has created for us. And among His signs is that He shows you the lightning for fear and for hope, and He sends down rain from the sky and therewith revives the earth after its death. Indeed, in that are signs, لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, for a people who use their intellect. Aqla means when you connect ideas together. So what are we supposed to connect? All this richness of creation, of colors, of languages, and then connect ourselves to Allah, that there's a purpose behind this. It's not just been created, you know, so that it perishes one day. No, there's a purpose to this life. And among His signs is that the heaven and the earth stand by His command. Then afterwards, when He will call you by a single call, behold, you will come out from the earth. وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. To him belongs whoever is in the heavens and the earth. All are obedient to him. Now you might say, well, no, everyone doesn't obey Allah. We disobey Allah sometimes. The point is not that everyone is obeying Allah spiritually, but we are all bound by Allah's physical laws. Like Hazrat Ali once told a man, raise one leg. So he raised it. And then he said, can you raise the other leg? Can you raise both your legs simultaneously without holding on to something? And he couldn't. And that's the meaning of kullu lahu qanitun. We are all bound by Allah's physical laws, like it or not. It is Allah who originates the creation. Then he will repeat it. And this is easy for him. Why do we doubt that, no, if someone died in a bomb blast or someone died in a plane crash, how can Allah, you know, bring them back to life? Allah says it's easy for him. Lahul masalul a'la. His is the highest description. Do you judge him on your level? That just because we can't conceive of such a thing? No, how can Allah do it? Laysa kamithlihi shay. What has Allah told us? There is none like him. Don't judge him on an anthropomorphic level. Don't impute human qualities or human strengths or weaknesses to him. His is the highest description in the heavens and in the earth. And he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. He set forth for you a parable from your own self. Do you have partners among those whom your right hands possess to share as equals in the wealth we have bestowed on you, whom you fear as you fear each other? Thus do we explain the signs in detail. لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ to people who use their brains. Now let's understand this example. Allah is telling us that if you have servants, do you treat your servants or do you fear your servants the way you fear your social equals? Do you hand all your wealth over to your servants? Even the kindest of employers, you know, they would be kind to the servant, courteous to the servant, but they certainly don't give their wealth over to the servant, or they don't fear the servant the way they fear their social equals and peers. So Allah is saying, if you don't do that, if you think that they are inferior to you, you're not prepared to give your wealth to them, then how can you assume that Rabbul Alameen should give any of his powers, any of his authority to any human being? Thus do we explain the signs in detail to a people who have sins. Now the parable is that of a servant and his master. What would we do to a servant who obeyed us some of the time and most of the time was doing whatever he felt like doing? Or a servant who came and said, well, I'll go on staying at your house and I'll take the salary from you, but I'm going to be obeying the next door neighbor. You'd fire the servant. What have we been taught? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah, you alone do we worship and obey, and you alone do we turn to for help. No, but those who do wrong follow their own desires without knowledge. We like to blame society and we like to blame our friends and our husband and our parents. The fact is, we just want to follow our own desires. We don't want to change. Then who will guide him whom Allah has sent astray? And for such there will be no helpers. فَاقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي اخْتَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So set your face towards the religion. Upright, focused, Allah's nature with which He has created mankind. Let there be no change in Allah's creation. That is the straight religion. But most of men do not know. Now the word used here is wajh. What is wajh? Wajh literally means our face. What is in our face? Our eyes, our ears, our mouth, and our intellect. Wajh is something more than that. Wajh is our essence, the core of our personality. Allah says, surrender your heart to me. Surrender your core, the essence of your personality to me. Hanifa, upright, focused. This word is always used for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what was his speciality? When his Lord told him to submit, he said, I surrender towards the Lord of the world. Fitrat Allah. Why should we do this? Because this is the nature that Allah created us with. Allati fatara an-nasa alayha. Everyone is born on this fitra. What is meant by fitratullah? Our true Adamic nature. That true state of purity and innocence when we don't know or we don't think of disobeying Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, every child is born on fitra, then his parents make him Jews or Christians or Magians. In other words, we are all born in a state of purity. A newborn child doesn't know how to disobey. And then it's we who raise our children un-Islamically. Now we need to find out this fitratullah. How do we discover it, this Adamic nature? Through the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said that the Quran is the ma'daba of Allah. And that means it's a book that teaches us to find out how to become human beings. The two are part and parcel of each other. And if we don't find out how to be human beings, then we're not fulfilling our purpose. We're not on fitratullah. See, what do you say of a bad mother or someone who's neglected her children? Or a bad teacher, she doesn't know how to teach. She's not a good teacher, she's not a good mother. How do we discover these roles? How do we discover how to revert to the nature with which Allah created us? Through this Quran. لا تبديل لخلق الله. There is no change in the creation of Allah. What does this mean? Look at the sequence of the verses. See, Allah is telling us that if you preserve your original nature, if you keep to the Quran and you preserve that Adamic nature, then there is no chance of perversion. Now what's happening all around us? Let's take a look at the West. We find in the West all sorts of sick perversions are being legalized. Homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, they're changing the definition of the family. Children are taught to consider homosexuality or bisexuality as a viable option. What else are they doing? They've come up with cloning. And you know, it's like they've forgotten what happened in Frankenstein. They're all recklessly playing God. And what happens when you do that? They had a program some days ago in which they showed a mouse with a human ear. And it looked so sick and repulsive. See, where do they come up with these ideas from? Allah is telling us there is no change in the creation of Allah. Don't come up with these sick perversions, because if you do, you can expect the disasters that we see around us. What was the outcome of homosexuality and lesbianism and all this sexual promiscuity? AIDS. They haven't been able to find a cure for AIDS, and now they've started cloning as well. What's happening in genetic engineering? According to this article, full scientific certainty of the harmful effects of this new technology is unlikely at present. They don't even know what can happen and they're going on doing it. Live material is being manipulated. It is unpredictable. It can reproduce and mutate. One single incident can have disastrous results of far greater magnitude than harm by chemical disasters such as Chernobyl. In other words, they don't know what the outcome of this can be, but they're going on doing it. And there's this company trying to introduce genetic crops, and they've succeeded in Pakistan now as well. Because we're third world countries and we don't know much about it. And we blindly take whatever they give to us. What is Allah telling us? لا تبديل لخلق الله. There is no change in the creation of Allah. And when we divert, when we get off that straight path, then what happens? Disaster. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is the true religion. This is the straight path. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most people just don't know about all this. Why don't they know? They're too busy having a good time. مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah says, turn towards Him. وَاتَّقُوهُ. Be conscious of Him. Sense Him. Love Him. Fear Him. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. And establish Salah. Why does Allah mention Salah here? Salat is the greatest manifestation of our obedience of Allah. See, if you read Salat regularly, punctually, at the right time, with the right khushu', you'll find it saves you from a lot of sins. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Do not be of those who do shirk. Deen isn't just rituals. We've made Islam into rituals. That's not all it's about. Allah says your core needs to belong to Allah. What did the Prophet ﷺ tell us? Whoever loves for Allah's sake, whoever hates for Allah's sake, whoever gives for Allah's sake, whoever withholds for Allah's sake, he has perfected Iman. Of those who split up their religion and became sects, each sect rejoicing in that which is with it. And look at the sectarianism in our country. We're so busy killing each other, we don't have time to think about what Allah wants us to do. And when harm touches men, they cry sincerely only to their Lord, turning to Him in repentance. But when He gives them a taste of His mercy, behold, a party of them associates partners in worship with their Lord, so as to be ungrateful for the graces which we have bestowed on them. فَتَمَتَّعُوا. Then go on enjoying, but soon you will come to know. Have we revealed to them an authority which speaks of that which they have been associating with Him? What proof do we have for their share? None at all. And when we cause mankind to taste of mercy, they rejoice therein. But when some evil afflicts them, because of that their own hands have sent forth, behold, they are in despair. Do they not see that Allah enlarges the provision for whom He wills and straightens? Indeed, in that are signs for the people who have Iman. Our greatest obstacle in obeying Allah is fear of losing the dunya. Fear of not being promoted, fear of not getting that job, fear of not being admitted in that college. And that's why we don't want to do hijab, lest they form an opinion about us. Allah tells us that risk is in Allah's hands. See, that's why we find that when a person is about to die, the angels of death start conversing about him, and one says he has eaten what he was supposed to have eaten, and then another says he has worn what he was supposed to wear, and the third says he has gone where he was supposed to go. In other words, every action that was destined for him, every morsel of food that was written for him, he's received. Now that's why we find some people die instantly in car accidents. Why? Because their time period is over. They've used up all their blessings. And some people have prolonged death. They stay on their sick bed for years upon years. And everyone's saying, the doctor's saying, it could be any day now. Why don't they die? Because they have to finish their destined share of worldly blessings. Risk is in Allah's hands and Allah's hands alone. Indeed, in this are signs, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. But we need iman for that, otherwise we can't understand it. فَآتِذَ الْقُرْبَى حَقَّى. So give to the relative his due, and to the poor, and to the traveler. Now what's the link between this? Allah is saying, don't be stingy. Don't withhold your wealth for fear that, oh, if I give a sadqah, then I'll have none left for myself. Give to the relative his right. What is the true definition of sila rahmi? To be good to the relative who is bad to us. And don't just give to your own family. Give to the poor as well. Give to the needy. Give to those who do have some money, but not enough to make both ends meet. Look how Allah instills this sensitivity to those around us. And to the traveler. In other words, don't be biased in your spending. Give to people you don't know as well. People who might be going through temporary problems. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. That is best for those who seek Allah's being, who want to please Allah, not those who want their names to come in the newspapers. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And it is they who will be successful. And that which you give, in order that it may increase from other people's property, has no increase with Allah. That interest which you take is not going to increase. It might seem like your account is multiplying, that your business is thriving, but it's not going to increase with Allah. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. That which you give in zakat, seeking Allah's being, then those shall have manifold increase. The Prophet ﷺ swore that sadqah never reduces a person's wealth. It's a seeming paradox. If I'm giving a sadqah away, that means I'm giving something out. And if I'm getting interest, it means I'm getting something. But Allah says, no, that's not what's really happening. What's really happening is that when you give out sadqah, you're getting more. And when you take interest, then you're actually reducing your wealth. Allah is He who created you, then provided food for you, then will cause you to die, then He will give you life. Is there any of your partners that can do anything of that? Can our friends create us? Can our friends kill us in the sense that our friends cause us to die? Will our friends resurrect us? Our friends for whose sake we disobey Allah? Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Glory be to Allah. And exalted is He above all that they associate with Him. زَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Evil has appeared on land and sea because of what the hands of men have earned. That He may make them taste a part of that which they have done in order that they may return. Say to them, travel in the land and see what was the end of those before you. Most of them were mushrikeen, those who did shirk. This is a very beautiful ayat and it teaches us something very important. Allah is saying, corruption has appeared on land and sea. Pollution has affected the world's resources and it's affected the seas as well. Why? Whose fault is that? Because of what the hands of men have earned. See, if we look at the global ecological imbalance, at the pollution around us, what's happening all around us? Global warming, increase in hurricanes, earthquakes, depletion of rainforests, failure of the monsoon, hormone pollution, acid rain, floods, species are becoming extinct. Why is all this happening? And people say, oh, disasters all around us. Whose fault is it? Bima kasabat aydinnas. Because of what we have sent ahead. It's we who have abused this earth's resources. It's we who've selfishly sucked it dry. And so, we are seeing the result of that. Islam teaches us not to waste any resources. The Prophet ﷺ told us that for any person to use water more than 3 times on wuzu, like you wash your face 3 times, he said to wash your face more than 3 times is zulm. Why? Because you're wasting water. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to value, to honor the resources that Allah has granted us, not to abuse them. And that's the fitrah of Allah with which He has created us. But when we ignore that balance And when we're selfishly just using the earth's resources for ourselves, then we can expect the pollution that we see around us and the disasters that loom before us. Allah tells us, why is all this happening? Maybe they will return. Maybe they'll realize what they're doing. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Tell them, travel in the land and see what was the end of those before you. Most of them did shirk. So set your face to the straight and right religion before there comes from Allah a day which none can avert. Again and again, Allah is telling us, think, make this choice before it's too late. يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصَدَّعُونَ. On that day, men shall be divided. Whosoever disbelieves will suffer from his disbelief, and whoever does good deeds, such will prepare a good place for themselves, that Allah may reward those who believe and do good deeds out of his bounty. Indeed, Allah does not love the disbelievers. And among his signs is this, that he sends the winds as glad tidings, giving you a taste of his mercy, and that the ships may sail at his command, and that you may seek of his bounty, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, in order that you may be thankful. And indeed, we did send messengers before you to their own peoples. They came to them with clear proofs. Then we took vengeance on those who committed crimes. And as for the believers, it was incumbent upon us to help them. Allah is he who sends the winds so that they raise clouds and spread them along the sky as he wills, and then break them into fragments until you see raindrops come forth from their midst. Then when he has made them fall on whom of his slaves as he wills, lo, they rejoice. And indeed, before that rain, just before it was sent down upon them, they were in despair. Look then at the effects of Allah's mercy, how he reviles the earth after its death. Indeed, that Allah shall raise the dead, and he is able to do all things. And if we see a wind, and they see it turn yellow, behold, they then would become ungrateful disbelievers. So indeed you cannot make the dead to hear. Which dead people are these? The spiritually dead. That those, when they listen to the Quran, but it doesn't make sense to them, they find it boring. Nor can you make the deaf to hear the call when they show their backs and turn away. People say, yes, yes, we've heard the Quran and it doesn't make sense to us. And you cannot guide the blind from their straying, the spiritually blind. You can only make those hear who have iman. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Who have iman in our signs and have surrendered to Allah in Islam. They obey Allah. Allah is he who created you in a state of weakness, then gave you strength after weakness, then after strength gave you weakness and gray hair. He creates what he wills, and it is he who is the all-knowing, the all-powerful. And on the day that the hour will be established, the criminals will swear that they stayed not but an hour. Thus were they ever deluded. And those who have been bestowed with knowledge and faith will say, indeed you have stayed according to the decree of Allah until the day of judgment. So this is the day of judgment, but you knew not. So on that day, no excuse of theirs will avail those who did wrong, nor will they be allowed then to return to seek Allah's pleasure. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Indeed, we have set forth for mankind in this Quran every kind of example. In the Quran, we find the hypocrite, we find the sinner, we find the criminal, we find the one who worships Allah. And then we should be asking ourselves, which one am I? Am I the hypocrite? Am I the sinner? Am I the mu'min? Am I the muttaqi? Am I the muhsin? Or am I the kafir? Indeed, we have set forth for mankind in this Quran every kind of example. But if you bring to them any sign or proof, the disbelievers are sure to say, you follow nothing but falsehood and magic. Thus does Allah seal up the hearts of those who know not. فَصْبِرِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. So be patient. Indeed, the promise of Allah is true. And let not those who have no certainty of faith discourage you from conveying Allah's message.